Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Millennials. Love them or hate them, they are the new 500-pound gorilla in the marketplace. So it's only a matter of time until they hit the personal improvement market segment. And like any other buyer, these folks have expectations. Here are two big changes I see based upon my observation-driven analysis. First up, story versus results. Success looks very different for the millennials. Sure, they like folks who make money, but business success alone does not make someone credible. In this space, two more elements are just as important. Story and reach. The former is to evaluate if you are worth listening to. Are you a good person? Or are you just trying to sell stuff? And the latter? Oh my. Don't get me started on this. Both millennials and traditional media judge worthiness by how many times someone has viewed your latest video. So yeah, social media and number of views really matter now. Second, and I briefly mentioned this in the post, tone matters here. Encouragement and permission is in. Berating and telling folks what to do is out. The my way or the highway is out the window with these folks. Gurus are now encouraging suggesters, not drill sergeants with a heart of gold. Perhaps the bigger question is, can boomers fit into this new marketplace? My thinking? Sure. We can still be heard if we respect the expectations. Now I'm going to go on a mini rant here. I see too many boomers give up on these buyers and sticking with the old stuff for their age group. You can do that, but you don't have to though. If we want to have staying power, we can't judge what folks want. We can either decide to give it to them or not. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.